This is Ozarks at Large. Roby Brock, with our content partner Talk Business and Politics, recently sat down with Arkansas's two gubernatorial candidates, Democrat Mike Ross and Republican Asa Hutchinson, in separate conversations. The interviews originally aired on KATV Channel 7 in the Central Arkansas market. Today, we'll hear from Republican Asa Hutchinson about his jobs plan for the state of Arkansas, including workforce education. As Roby Brock found out, there are some similarities and differences between the plans of the two candidates.
You got a 6 point, kind of six priorities in your jobs plan. I'll pull them up here, and we've consolidated a couple of them: tax competitiveness, workforce education, healthcare reform, regulatory reform, choice in education, and computer science. Let's begin first with tax competitiveness. You want to see some change to the tax cut rate, or to the tax rates in Arkansas. Kind of walk me through the generally speaking, what you want to do in terms of that.
It's not a complicated plan. We have to have a competitive tax rate in Arkansas. Our 7% rate does not compete with Texas, all of our surrounding states. Missouri just lowered their income tax rate. So we are an island of high tax rate in Arkansas for individuals. We've got to get that down to be competitive with our surrounding states. My plan is to lower it from 7% to 6%, starting with the middle income folks, which would be from $20,000 to $75,000 in round numbers. That's our middle income. You prioritize them, reduce it a full percentage point, and some of those are at the 6% level now in the lower bracket, and so that would go down to 5%. So a full percent reduction in rate, which is equivalent to a 15% reduction in your tax rate, and that's will help us to be competitive. It is a good start for a tax competitive plan for Arkansas. The whole objective is job creation and be able to compete with our surrounding states. That's a necessary first step that we have to take.
What went into the construction of that zone of income levels that you're talking about there, that 20,000 to 75,000 range there? Why not $1 more, $1? I mean, you're leaving some folks out, bottom line.
Well, yes, but who are the people that are hurting most? It's the middle income. That's the segment of our society that has struggled. They're having the burden of paying more taxes than their share versus those that are in other income categories, and they're the ones that need relief and are hurting, working two and three jobs. We've created a lot of programs for those in the lower income category. It's the middle income that's hurting. You've got to focus tax relief, and whenever you're looking at a limited amount that you can afford, which is we've vested in $100 million of tax relief for the first year. That is a doable amount of money. It's a prudent approach. You focus it and prioritize it. That's the middle income.
Let's talk about workforce education. One of the things that you want to do is create some councils across the state. I believe eight of them. My math may be wrong on that. But one of the things that you've said in your jobs plan, and I want to pull up a graphic on this, we've got, it's a Hutchinson administration will work to create a system that represents the various and diverse regions of the state. Talk to me about what's diverse about different regions of the state in terms of workforce education. How is workforce education different in MENA versus, say, Mountain Home?
Well, for example, Mountain Home, they have their economic development plan that includes tourism. Now, MENA also includes tourism, but Mountain Home has a real focus on that. They have a retirement community. They have manufacturing. And so their economic plan in that region will say these are the jobs that we want to prioritize for the next decade, where we're going to try to recruit industry in, expand, and put our focus on. So obviously, if that's your economic plan, let's do our workforce education to train toward the jobs. That all makes sense to me. And so, obviously there's basic ones that you need. I mean, carpentry, welding, I mean, you need that in every environment. But the specialties of hospitality, the specialties in some manufacturing is unique to a particular region and what they want to prioritize. It could be in further processing of food in the agricultural community or labor for our farm operations. So our workforce education, our job skill training should be geared toward the economic plan and not separated from it.
Got to ask you about computer science. This is a big component of your jobs plan here. You want computer science taught in every high school. You want it to be available for credit. You say it's going to be good for jobs, good for entrepreneurship. What's the price tag on putting that in every school? You got to have teachers to do it. You got to have some degree of hardware and software there to do it too.
Well, the hardware and software is already being put into the schools, and so let's double utilize it for the purpose of teaching computer science. The whole cost of it is less than $500,000 because it doesn't cost anything to change the law to give credit for computer science as a math or a science graduation credit. That costs no money at all, and that's the incentive to take the course. Secondly, you've got to retrain enough math or science teachers so that you could have one in every high school in Arkansas. We've looked at the training costs there. You could probably do it pro bono because there's so many groups that want to teach coding for computers in the high schools to develop the curriculum. But the training cost, which we would probably cover, would be $500,000. So it's a very modest investment for an incredible return. And if we had only 5% of our graduates take computer science, because it's not mandated, you'd be creating 1,500 new computer science or programmers every year in Arkansas, which would change our economy.
Last question for you. Let's talk about regulatory reform. You say basically that state regulations on business should be designed to protect our environment, our citizens, and the safety of our workers. Too often they lack kind of common sense. Name me a regulation that you think needs to be eliminated, and tell me a good regulation, one that you think is on the books now that is a proper one to keep maintained.
Well, whenever you look at our regulatory environment, the big problem is that we're not processing our permits for air quality, for manufacturing facilities quick enough. In Louisiana, they process a application for a manufacturing facility for an air quality permit 3 months quicker than we do in Arkansas. Texas, they have it streamlined even more than that. And this is what industry wants you to be responsive to. They want to protect the environment. Let's just move it through very quickly.
Second, so it's not a particular there's not a particular regulation on the books you want to see overturned. You're talking about the process of regulation.
The process of regulation, but at the same time, you also want to fight against some overreaching regulations from the federal level, and there's a state role to play. The president just rolled out the new EPA regulations, bypassed Congress on this. It's a war on carbon, a war on coal that would adversely impact Arkansas because we're more dependent on coal than some other states. And so I would gather our industry, but also our state regulators together and say they're inviting public comment. Let's express our opposition to it as to how it would hurt manufacturing in Arkansas, how it would hurt the consumers because utility rates would go up.
Just filing public comments that in opposition to that, is that going to stop the EPA from going forward with it? I mean, what else can you do?
Well, I would like to think the administration is very sincere about inviting public comments. Why do you have public comments? It's because you want to take those into consideration as to how you move forward. So, absolutely. Secondly, I think there is some question as to the legal authority for those regulations, and the state should consider challenging those regulations. So this is a different approach to a regulatory environment. The second thing I would do is put in a moratorium immediately as I become governor so that we would stop the new regulations coming into place without the cost-benefit analysis going into place. So those are a couple of very specific actions that would be in place. You ask me about something I like.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, we want to protect the Buffalo River. And it's obviously important that we do not allow these very large-scale hog operations in our state that would jeopardize our natural streams. And so we would tighten up that process. Obviously, it's a regulation that is important to protect our streams and our water quality that we value in this state. I grew up on the Spavinaw Creek. Drinking out of the stream, and I think we all enjoy that great quality of the state.
That was Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business and Politics, speaking with gubernatorial candidate Asa Hutchinson. Tomorrow, we'll hear from the Democratic candidate for governor, Mike Ross. Talk Business and Politics airs Sunday mornings at 9 on KATV Channel 7 in the Central Arkansas market. Support for Talk Business and Politics on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T. challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.
And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com.